This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25.
Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15.
Rev Gear, the equipment of choice for the finest gyms, fight teams, and dojos in the world. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 637.
Six, turdy, seven.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Magrath, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
I have nothing to drink, but that's okay. I have just an empty coaster. I just realized it's okay.
Well, you can get a drink if you want.
So sad. We'll be good.
Edit it.
I'll pretend. All good. How you
I'll
doing?
I'll drink for you while we're...
Drink for us, yes.
Hey. How about them Bears?
Dude, don't even get me started.
Well, I want to ask the question. Do you think they threw that game for a draft pick, or are the coaches just that fucking incompetent?
I don't understand the play calling on the last drive. They were running these weird draw plays or something. Everything that was working to get them to that point, they stopped doing, which I hate when teams do that. Because that's not what they were doing that was working. And so maybe, I mean, I thought maybe they could run out. They thought they could run out the clock. But, dude, you know, Goff is not a rookie quarterback. Like, the Lions are decent this year. You got to try to at least get a first down or something, you know, maybe two. It was hard to watch. I don't know if they threw it on purpose. I think we're just that bad. I really do. I think we got lucky with those three interceptions.
Yeah. So it could have had the fourth one for a touchdown. Yeah. It just like went right through our guy's hands. And
yeah, I think we got lucky that we even were in the game, but whatever.
It was comical. I just started laughing because I'm like, you guys always find a way. You should have won this. I forgot how many points they were up with like 4 minutes left, but it was at least 2 scores.
Yeah, I think it was 16 points or then, no, 14 points. Sorry.
Something. Yeah. And, you know, couple stupid play calls, and then, you know, you ask Justin Fields, I don't know why he's got to fucking air it out for a touchdown. You don't need a fucking touchdown. You just need 10 yards or 15 or wherever it was. I don't remember if it was third and 15, whatever. And then the last play gets fucking stripped of the ball. Our guy kicks it out for a safety. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I guess we're just going for draft picks. Like, they maybe just draft picks. But I tell you what, they need to fire the entire coaching staff next year. They're the fucking worst. And they need to bring someone in who has fucking experience and good experience. Someone who's a proven winner. It'd be nice if you had a Super Bowl champion coach.
Bring Harbaugh.
Potentially.
I think I'm a fan.
There's that rumor floating around.
I'm a fan. I think that could work.
I'm okay with this. We need something, man. Because what we're doing right now ain't fucking working. That's a problem.
Not. Yep.
And then the same thing like the Blackhawks. We had a double loss today. Like, I think it was last week we had a Bears win and then a couple like a Blackhawks win. Then today is like a Bears loss, a Blackhawks loss.
And then the Hawks are like dead last in the Central Division, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. But they're competitive, and sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. But they're losing to teams they should be beating now, which is a problem. It's just they just don't have enough talent. That's the problem too.
You have
all these young kids that are coming up.
Yeah.
It's like they're going to be good, but. We just got to get the kids in here faster and accelerate timelines, but it's probably another 2 years, which sucks when you think about it. But again, like the broadcast team isn't great either. Like I hate the main announcer for the Blackhawks. And then sometimes they put a woman on the broadcast and that's not my fucking flavor. I fucking hate it. Mm-hmm. So if I hear that, then it's like I'm either muting the broadcast or turning the fucking thing off. So I'm like, I just want good broadcasters and a good team. Is that too much to ask for?
No, I think that's fair.
So
I think that's fair.
Yeah, fair. What's going on in the MMA world? As we're not going to talk about Bellator UFC that happened on the weekend.
Man,
maybe stories. One thing.
What do you want to talk about?
Just this celebration. I don't know if you saw this one. Woman.
I did not. Let's see.
One and
was it one of these kind of things?
Make sure that the sound
blur
is
it out.
Off.
Not for me though.
It'll be all right. Be all right. So this chick did it right in front of the announcers. I need to blow that up.
That guy's excited, man.
Yeah, I think that was Brendan Fitzgerald there doing the whoop whoop. I think he was pitching dollars at her.
Okay. But
apparently, that's how we celebrate now. Mm-hmm. When you win in the Apex. I forgot who that lady's name was, but good on her. Yeah, if you're a woman, I think you should celebrate when you win. And however you want to celebrate, I'll support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was all I wanted to mention about the fights this weekend. As we move along.
All right. Well, I have a little Conor McGregor news. It appears John Kavanaugh on the MMA Hour a couple days back, talking about his return, and it looks like it's no longer going to be April. We're looking at
Year?
Of like next year. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be summertime or possibly later.
Summertime.
And Kavanaugh doesn't really know exactly what's happening. It sounds like maybe July. Says he's training, but was saying that he was worried about his mental health at times. Thinks he might be doing okay, but I mean, from what you see on social media, who knows? I don't know what the deal is. I say that guy never fights again. I don't know. I think the whole thing is shit.
Yeah, what is it, 3 or 4 years out? I can't remember.
When did he fight last? Hang on.
Because he's still, that's from his broken leg, so it's against Poirier.
Yeah, I got you right here. So the last time he fought was, his Wikipedia is really long, was in July of 2021. So that would be 2 years if it's July.
22, 23, 24.
Three years. Sorry. I can't do that. Yeah. Wow. It's been 3 fucking years. That's crazy.
It seems longer, actually. I'm like thinking 4.
It's crazy.
And then he's just redlining his body, but he's running all sorts of shit through it too to get himself back. So maybe he's like the Wolverine. I don't know.
The good stuff.
But I think he comes back for one more fight. I think it's just one and done. He'll just take a paycheck at that point. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the right fight is for him just to come back for one. Because I don't want to see him fight Dustin Poirier again. And it has to be someone who's got some star power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Nate Diaz makes sense. It probably does because it's a winnable fight.
I think it makes sense for both guys, actually.
Yeah.
I like to see that. I'm a fan.
Either that or Justin Gaethje. I want Justin Gaethje because I know a leg kick is in Conor's future.
Oh, God.
What if he just blew it out again? Chops him down like a fucking tree?
That would be bad.
It'd be very bad. So maybe we run the Nate Diaz one for the third time because Nate's open to coming back. He was never opposed. He just wanted to get his boxing match in. So.
Mm-hmm.
We'll speak. You remember, I think it was last week when I was doing my Stipe impression, mm-hmm. when he was watching the Tom Aspinall knockout.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have the reaction. So now you can see the literal reaction of when it happens here. Imagine the crowd going wild. Hey. Wow. Everyone else kind of going crazy, and Stipe is Stipe.
Shocking. I feel like that guy, I wonder if he ever have emotions about anything?
That might be his problem. He just seems like he's he's vanilla. That's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. There's no flavor. I want mint chocolate chip out of my fucking fighter personality. This motherfucker is vanilla. Give me something. Put some sprinkles on it. I don't give a shit. Some nut. Like, I want a side order of nuts with your fucking ice creams. Speaking of a side order of nuts, we should probably talk about some sponsor action.
You're reading my mind.
Thank you.
Merry Ballsmas from our friends over at Manscaped.
Whoa.
You know, the holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that the celebrations are starting early this year? Ding, ding, ding. It turns out the perfect gift does exist, and who else to bring it down your chimney than the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Keep calm and let your balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0. Watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're going naughty by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this season with Manscaped. What if they like hang one of those bad boys instead of mistletoe? It's a freaking Manscaped.
That's how you're going to say, like, a sack of nuts.
Lawnmower 5.0, and you just, you know, go to town. Anytime you're in there with someone, you're like, sorry, got to shave the balls. Go for it.
Fine, done. You're the handyman, like, fucking shaving. Perfect. Just call him up. He comes over, shaves you down, runs out of town.
Yes.
You get the Manscaped Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. It's the ultimate bundle for the man and his boys who deserves it all.
And you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Whoa.
Jingle That's balls. Right.
And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed, bedrooms, wherever you like to throw down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And keep in mind, BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Simple process. Go to BlueChew.com, consult with one of their medical providers, and you'll be approved. You get your stuff in the mail. Simple. Made in the USA. Okay. USA.
America. Fuck yeah. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code NUTS. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor. Or, well, I have a crazy neighbor. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume. And they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything is a bad habit. Is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit?
Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely au naturel. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? Instead of bad, Fume's good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit.
That's right. And stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 150,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the journey pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code MMANuts to save 10% off when you get the journey pack today. That's tryfume.com. Use code MMANuts to save an additional 10% off your order today. That's right. And just like that, back to the show.
Did we talk about UFC 297 last time? I don't remember. Did we?
I don't remember. Let's go.
Because
ahead. Let's
let me just it. Let me share my screen.
What's happening?
Because they firmed up some stuff. In case you didn't
I like
know.
Firm stuff.
Firming it up. Let me move this out of the way. Damn Zoom. Okay. So we got Sean Strickland versus Du Plessis.
Solid.
Raquel Pennington versus Bueno Silva. Jan Blachowicz versus Alexander Rakic. I like these top three, actually.
And well, it's a lot of ranked fighters there.
Yeah, and then, you know, even these two guys, which Allen and Evloev. Then you got Neil Magny down here, kind of still hanging around.
Yep.
And then we have a double faded out.
Yeah, double non-picture.
Dominic
Reyes.
Chris Curtis. Yeah. Jillian
it's
Robertson.
Actually a lot of names that most people have probably heard of.
Yeah, so I think this is a solid... Uh-oh. I have a problem. How do I stop this?
I don't know how to get out of this.
Bear with me.
Press escape. Here we go.
My Zoom controls became very tiny, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
So,
because we were just talking about this pre-show about how every time some of these companies update shit, they make it less user-friendly and more fucked up, and you're just trying to figure out where is everything now.
Super skinny and very small. I'm like, oh no, how did this happen?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's going to be a solid card. It's, I think, at the end of January. So keep an eye on that one. See what happens.
Yeah, it looks fun, barring like an injury or three to, you know, it seems like sometimes that goes in, it ebbs and flows, and I feel like we're due for like a major card shakeup. Three fights changing.
Yeah.
I saw probably the oddest couple ever sparring the other day. This is from MMA Uncensored. They have music playing, so I got to turn this off. But people that would not expect to see sparring, Yuta Machida and Mike Perry.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Machida. Pretty wild. Yeah.
Machida looks like he's still in great shape. Huh?
Yeah, he's just... you know, obviously being very elusive, leaning back, getting out of the way of most of the punches.
I mean, as he should.
Yeah. Which is odd, because you'd think with Machida, he'd be more kickboxing, but they're just kind of boxing. Look like a healthy exchange.
Yeah, looking good. I was always a big fan of Machida's. I felt bad when Jones face planted him. That was bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that just came across the Twitter feed recently, too.
That choked video?
Him out. Yeah. Standing guillotine and then fucking just left him for dead. And I think he stepped on him on the way. Walked away too. Like, classy, Jones. Classy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One other weird thing. I don't know if you saw this. I'm assuming this is real. But I'll ask you if it's real and then your thoughts on it. Chael Sonnen getting a Spider Anderson Silva tattoo. And he looks fucking massive, by the way.
He does. The reports I read online said it was fake, but I don't know. It's hard to tell. It could be one of those. But there's also a video of him and Anderson hanging out watching that documentary or whatever they just released on him. I feel like this is some publicity stunt shit. I don't think he actually has that tattoo. That might be worse than Alan Belcher's freaking Johnny Cash tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
In that case. But... never get another man tattooed on your body. Just
no. There's something to say about that. I think it's called gay. I don't know.
I don't know if you saw this, and this was news to me. I don't think we talked about it last week. Apparently Bill Burr's wife, so at the last UFC 295, you know, you had like, I'm not going to play audio, but I'll play the video. So you had like Trump walking in, right?
Yeah.
Let me make sure.
Okay. So it was Trump, Dana White, Kid Rock, and Tucker Carlson.
Here she is right here, flipping him off. She's like, here's Bill, good old Bill. But Bill says in the interview that he was talking about, he says, I love my wife. You know where you stand with her. The guy walked in the arena. Everybody cheered. She gave him the finger. Nobody got arrested. That's why this country's great. Everybody expressed themselves. Can't we just all be adults? Apparently, it's okay to flip off another adult. I don't know.
Yeah, or the president, former president, you know.
I mean, it for a comedian and the way he is, it makes sense that his wife would have this kind of aggressiveness.
Right. Especially when, you know, the UFC invited both you guys to sit cage side and then you're going to act like that. That's classy. Stay classy. I'd be pretty happy if my significant other did that.
Depends. If you're like in, you know, entertainment, that might be good for your brand in some capacity. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, it's not good for Bills because he's getting a lot of shit online. So
yeah,
I know he doesn't give a fuck about that, but
he's got to back up the wife. You know how it goes publicly, anyways. In private, he's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not condoning that. Just like, you know, yelling at her or something.
Chokeholds.
It's all awesome. Jujitsu. Gracie jiu-jitsu,
like joint lock.
You want to flip somebody off?
Let's see what else has happened. Oh, so Francis Ngannou did finally get officially ranked at heavyweight. He was ranked number 10 in the WBC rankings now, which is kind of weird. Well, there's like 8 million boxing orgs, so I don't even know which is legitimate. I don't think any of them are. This shit's all fixed, as you saw with the decision in that fight. But and then there was some other rumor floating around that Tyson Fury made like $64 million for that fight. I don't know if that's true. It sounds obnoxiously large because I heard that the pay-per-views weren't great, but I think it happened in Saudi Arabia, and I want to say that they got paid bank just to have the fight there. So they weren't, I don't think they really even cared what the pay-per-view was, but $64 million sounds like a shitload for
that is like a lot of money.
Freak show fight. I'm not buying that. I would say 30, 40 sounds more realistic. And then Francis 15, 20. But I mean, maybe this does set up the rematch. I think Fury is set up to fight, was it Usyk in February, like the other guy that they've been talking about forever? And then maybe if he retains, maybe you do Ngannou versus him again. Because if I'm Ngannou, I just sit around and take boxing fights now, because that's where the money is. But you got to fight guys that are going to get you that Saudi money or something, you know?
It's a good amount of cash. Need to get a Saudi sponsor.
Seriously, give me that oil money.
That's right.
I want that oil money and those four wheelers with that sweet garb. Hopefully, I can find a video.
We'll be the official podcast of the Sheik or something. Like
that's
fine.
Fly us into
Abu Dhabi and broadcast from a ivory tower. I don't know. I feel like the ask would be big. They would want things. I probably am not willing to.
Yeah, that I'm not willing to deliver because I hear of the asks.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't deliver on some of that.
No,
shit,
thank
man.
You.
No, no, it's a hard pass. What else is happening?
Well, there's some beef between Dana White and Peloton. Apparently, you know.
Oh yeah.
I gotta say, I miss old Dana, and it seems like he's coming back in some capacity because apparently there was some shit that went down with Theo Vaughn, the comedian, where Peloton told him to take down an episode of his podcast. I think Robert Kennedy Jr. was on that.
Yeah.
And White got really pissed about that because he's like, what does he say? He says, Dana, so Peloton, what do they sell? Fucking stationary bikes. Peloton sells bikes, and they got a problem with Robert fucking Kennedy. Fuck you, Peloton. Who the fuck are they? Are you fucking kidding me? And then he goes a step further and says, all of the Peloton shit in the UFC facility, get it out of here. So we're throwing it in the trash. Fuck them. Fuck all their stuff.
Yeah.
And that's it. Do you think he overreacted or warranted or too much?
No, that's the right response. I watched that podcast. It was a good podcast. And he told Theo, he's like, he called because he had a guy with him, and he called the guy in during the podcast. He asked him, he's like, what bikes do we have in there? He's like, Peloton. He's like, they're going in the fucking garbage. But as soon as we're done with this, we're going outside, we're going to film it, and we're throwing them in the fucking garbage. Mm-hmm. No, it's great because he's helping stand up for free speech. You can't have any of these companies fuck with anybody and tell you who you can and can't have on your podcast, and specifically like trying to like hurt a person's chances to get elected. Like everyone can vote for whoever they want.
Yeah.
But you can't tell people who they can and can't have on their fucking show. And Theo should, like what Dana White said, just tell him to fuck off. He's big enough to find other sponsors. Cause I think it's, you know, Joe Rogan is probably still number one and Theo is in the top five for podcasts now.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He could probably get whoever he wants as a sponsor now. He doesn't need them and definitely doesn't need any of this other shit. Cause even this translates over to Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the fuck happened, but all of a sudden, like 10 sponsors pulled out, major sponsors, and said they're not sponsors, but advertisers, said they're not going to advertise on X anymore. So it was like Apple, IBM, Paramount, NBC, like all the movie studios. Like it seemed like a coordinated attack on Twitter. And basically, whatever this company was that lied or manipulated the tweets to show like weird shit was showing up on their timeline, and then those companies ads were being posted, it was all a lie or manipulated. So basically now Elon just said, come Monday morning, I'm going thermonuclear with the lawsuit that's going to be filed against the company that did this, and then anybody that works for them, their donors, blah blah blah. And then all these other companies stepped up to say, you know, we're in support of free speech. So I'm pledging to do 500,000 a month in advertising. Someone else steps up, I'm going to do $250,000 a month in advertising. So all these other people are stepping up to support the free speech aspect of X, because for whatever reason, a lot of people don't want us to have free speech, which is odd. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Twitter's like, what, their stock price dropped in, or the revenue dropped in half or something in the last year? I don't know. I was just talking to someone about this earlier, and we're just like, he must have some sort of strategy. I don't know what it is, but there's something that he's doing purposely, because he's not a stupid man.
I don't think he cares about the money. He just thinks it's good for humanity to have a forum where everyone can actually have free speech and there's no censorship. Censorship somewhat when it's crazy, like whatever someone's saying, like super racist or whatever, but
yeah,
you know, 98% 99% of the time free speech, and we didn't have that before. We had no idea what was being suppressed, so
yeah,
it's way better now and way more entertaining. Like, what the fuck is going on in the world? Like, oh, you get a real view of it now and not this sugar-coated bullshit they were feeding us. So, anyway, I digress.
If you're listening, X, unsuspend my account. I didn't do anything. I'm locked in tech support hell with them the last few weeks. I got hacked and I can't get my account unlocked. So, it's really bad.
It's the worst.
Yes.
I just had my fucking credit card was starting to get weird charges on it and fucking had to cancel it and redo it. This is the second or third time that's happened. Super annoying.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Let's see what else is going on. I heard the rumor that the PFL deal has potentially gone through. So PFL bought, this is all alleged, bought Bellator for somewhere between $200 and $300 million.
Wow.
So it sounds like that finally went through. I don't know if that's official, it's still in rumor stage, but that seems to be what was going to happen. And then this Friday PFL is running a pay-per-view because they have their tournament coming to a head, and I don't remember how many champions are getting crowned, but they're dumping out like $5 or $6 million because each person that wins the tournament gets $1 million.
Wow.
But they're going to charge $49.99 for a pay-per-view.
That is too much money.
Yeah, like where it's been, I don't know if they've done maybe one other pay-per-view or if this is the first one, but how much, well, one, how many pay-per-views do you think they'll sell at that point? And then two, what do you think the right amount to charge is?
$19.99 and like under 50,000?
Yeah. I think you're right. I was going to say
a low number.
Yeah, $19.99 sounds like the right price. And 20,000 to 40,000 is my guess for pay-per-view buys. Because again, it's one of those things. It's so hard when you've done something for free and now you're going to try to charge a lot for it. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that one goes. What else is happening?
Well, the last thing I got is I found this ad, and I'm not really sure what this is, but I'm wondering if you do you notice anything? Does this guy look familiar to you?
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing?
Is he's this old some, or new?
I just saw it on my feed. He's doing some sort of box ballin' ad, which is some weird thing that you attached to your head. I don't know how this works, but
I've seen people doing this before.
Yeah, it's a current ad from
Well, it reminds me of the boxing box. Remember that fucking thing we were advertising? You know what I should do? If I'm smart, I'll find our fucking ad from
boxing box.
Yeah, how many years ago was that? It was basically this PVC box that you put around a heavy bag, and then you throw your punches, and you're trying to put it in certain zones. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Here it is. This was us how many years ago? This was
what's 12 years. 12 years ago. Holy shit.
Yeah. I look like a baby.
Yeah, seriously.
Fast forward. Do we show ourselves using it?
Yeah, we're probably like punching it and stuff at some point.
I'll give you theater mode a little more.
Yeah.
There you are hitting it. Nice technique. Pretty nice. I think that's it. The video's old.
Yeah.
Anyways, we were both working out with it.
Fucking boxing. Yeah, and it sucked because if you punched it, it still doesn't feel great because you're hitting solid PVC. But
you should have made it metal. That would have been better.
Yeah. We should have razors on it.
Then you'll learn your
spikes.
Lesson.
That's right. Yes. Be accurate with your shots. Speak about being accurate with your shots. We should talk about, I'll go forward one. So BKFC on 12/2 is when they're having their big event. If this fucking page will open, I can share it. This website's kind of shit. So you have the main event, Mike Perry, Eddie Alvarez, Ben Rothwell, Todd Duffy, Beck Rawlings is on there. Like, who else is on there? Jeremy Stevens. I don't know if they said what the price is on this fucker. BKFC. Hard to find it. Anyway, I'm going to guess $29.99. I have no idea what the price is, but that's happening. Pick your shots. I'm going to pick Mike Perry all day.
Yeah, I agree. Hard to go against that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. I saw Craig Jones. He's a BJJ guy. He had an interesting take on his grappling matches. I'll play this. Let's have a little bit of sound. Talking about grappling against UFC fighters.
The reason I take matches against UFC fighters is not because their grappling isn't good. It's because they are tested or formally tested by USADA, whereas I am not. The reason.
What do you think about that?
Smart man.
Exactly.
Smart man. You know, level the playing field. I guess what you got to take your shots. Do you go with high skill level and USADA or lesser skilled level, but, you know, no USADA?
Well, it depends, because if it's no gi, strength makes a big difference.
It does.
So
he was wearing a gi in the video. I'm sure he's probably only doing gi. The gi.
No, he's probably doing no gis. No gis. Yeah. Let's do a little tweet a week.
Yeah, do it up.
This will be from Spittin' Chicklets. We'll start here. Ovechkin. He's currently at 69 goals away from passing Gretzky. He's a career plus 69. He has 69 games left in the season. Whoa. That's a lot of action.
A lot of gray hair, too.
Yeah.
Born there.
He's up there. And then this one's from Kaposa. Crack kills, Ingo. Crack kills. Let's turn the sound off. Guy's cleaning up. He's going to do his work here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like a plumber. Crack. Oh, plumber crack. I put a little speckle in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I had a furnace guy come over in college. Same exact show. Talking about, gotta replace the heater coil as he's smoking. Like, can you not smoke in my fucking apartment?
No,
I know
shit.
This isn't my apartment, but can you not fucking smoke? Yeah, I guess I can't. Thanks. And we'll be right into Knowledge. Hey, Knowledge.
I'm trying to think. I had something funny that I saw earlier in the week, and I forgot. I realized I forgot to save it. I don't have any knowledge. I just want to say to everybody out there, you know, have a good Thanksgiving if you celebrate. And, you know, eat lots of food, chill out. Don't stress. You know, if there's drama in your family, just kick back, have a cocktail, and just, you know, get your popcorn. Stay out of shit, you know?
That's right.
So, do you have any knowledge?
Yeah, I got a couple things. To a tree. So, apparently, the Chicago Blackhawks, I don't know what this is. They're saying there's some AR tech on the commemorative tickets. So, it's like you kind of get your ticket. And then I guess if you look at the ticket through your phone, I think you get to see highlights from the game that you were at.
Oh, whoa.
Like, that's trippy. So it's like Bedard scoring a goal.
That is wild. I like it.
Like, let's lose your mind. Or I don't know if you have the headset on, like a VR thing, if that's what would show up too. But that was pretty dope.
Yeah, that merged reality stuff, that is crazy. Really crazy.
And then we were talking about Pac-Man pre-show. This came across the timeline. So I didn't know this. So Pac-Man grossed $1 billion in quarters in its first year of release. And then in the following year, in 1982, it earned $6 billion in quarters, which was than the combined amount of money spent in Vegas casinos and U.S. movie theaters that year. I had no idea it was that much. Yeah, that is a fuck ton of quarters.
Jesus.
$6 billion.
That is too many.
Even today, that would be fantastic. You know, and like, what does that translate to 1982 money to now?
A lot more.
Yeah.
Probably double.
Yeah.
Maybe triple. Who knows?
And then I'll close it on this one. So I guess Mortal Kombat had a little Thanksgiving fatality added to their fucking thing. Hopefully this won't pull us off. So
you're going to pull a turkey out of him? Oh, look at this.
Oh. I hear you like turkey. I feed some of it to you.
That is pretty epic. I like it. Oh, he's going to show me. That's just off the hook. Yeah. There you go. Stomp on him for good measure. I mean, somebody.
Yeah, it should have blew out his asshole, though.
If they jumped the shark on this or what?
Fatality.
Holy cow.
Flawless victory.
I haven't played Mortal Kombat in decades.
It's a lot of work.
That's pretty funny, though.
There's a button masher, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did read this. I don't know when it's coming out, but I saw there's a Borderlands 4 potentially coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought that was just a rumor. So you also heard this.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounded like it was like some weird rumor that okay.
Because I think they were doing Tiny Tina's 2 and also a Borderlands 4.
Nice.
So hopefully that'll be coming. All of them have been fun. Obviously, I think we had the most fun with the first one. What was the song?
Oh, Cage. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Yeah, yeah. So every time you logged in, we'd be playing that. We may have been on something. We were like, what are you doing? Like, I'm fucking looking at the sky shooting. Like, okay. Can we work on this mission?
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was like one of the first games where it was cartoony and looked cool. Like, it had such a different feel.
And it was easy to play multiplayer.
So yeah, yeah. And then it scaled pretty well. So if like the levels weren't the same, it would like bring one of you up to the other level. Because you don't want to be like 10 levels away and try to play a game. Good luck with that.
No.
Get fucked. It would be like that in Army of Two.
Oh yeah. Oh god.
Back in the day.
I remember that. That was good stuff. Halo. Yep.
Before Halo. Yeah, Halo, sucks. Obviously. Now it's like dog shit, unfortunately.
Halo sucks. Boo. Well, all right. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you all. We'll be back in a week. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Gruitt, thanks for playing.